After feeding more than 5,000 people in the wilderness, Jesus teaches them regarding the true significance of this remarkable sign. The Holy Gospel for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Growing up, I had both of my grandmothers. I had what I called my town grandmother, and I had what I called my country grandmother. First, my town grandmother, my mom's mom. Her name was Mabel, and she and my grandpa moved off the farm to Williston in the 1940s. And so when I was born, they were well settled in town. Now, my grandmother Mabel wore good Scandinavian clothes, very simple house dresses, muted colors, no jewelry. She would have looked right at home on the farm. But she was my town grandma. Then I had my country grandmother, my dad's mom. Her name was Hilda. She and my grandpa stayed on the farm. Now, Hilda liked bright colors. She liked to wear bright yellow or bright red, bright green, and she liked a lot of jewelry. If one piece of costume, necklace, jewelry was good, then three would be three times better. And she also liked big hats with wide brims. Now we're getting to the story. My mom told me of an encounter that Hilda, my farm grandma, had one day in Crosby. She had, of course, got all dressed up to go to town, and my mom was with her. They were downtown Crosby, and one of the town women in Crosby came up to my grandma and said, "I've got a bone to pick with you." And guess what Hilda said? "Well, chew it while it's fresh." What was the bone the town woman had with my grandmother? Turns out it was because my grandmother was dressing up too much to come to town and making the town women not look good. She wasn't staying in her place, and it got her into trouble. I really can't believe my grandmother Hilda said that, but she did. Well, chew it while it's fresh. She wanted to work through that, get things settled. Today, we have the same situation in our gospel. We have Jesus who has said something that maybe he shouldn't have said. I am the bread that came down from heaven. The Jews start complaining. Jesus, we have a bone to pick with you. And Jesus almost says to them, well, chew it while it's fresh. He wants to get things out. Let's have some dialogue. Let's come to a conclusion. Interesting dynamic. Isn't this the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? They didn't like that Jesus was not fitting into the mold made for him. He's getting too big for his britches. How can he say he's the bread that came down from heaven? Who does he think he is anyway? But who is Jesus? I think it's fascinating today the way Jesus describes himself. I am the bread that came down from heaven. In the Gospel of John, there are a lot of I am statements. So what is I am? Well, if we go way back in time, in the Old Testament, at the burning bush, Moses asks the question of God, when I go to the people, who should I say sent me? What is the answer Moses hears? I am. Tell them I am sent you. So what does I am mean? Well, it can mean I am that I am, or I am because I am. We need to look at it a little closer today. Let's go back to grammar school this morning. Remember when grammar was important, when we had to learn about all of the structure in our language? I think the first thing I remember studying was nouns. Nouns were persons, places, or things. And then I guess later when my daughter went to school, it also was ideas. So nouns were persons, places, things, or ideas. And then what was a proper noun? A particular person, a particular place, a particular thing, or a particular idea. And so then we would say, Jesus is a particular person, a proper noun. How wrong we would be. Jesus did not say that at all. I am. So what is I am? I am is first person singular of the verb to be. It's a passive verb, but it's a verb nevertheless. What is a verb? It's energy and action. It's dynamic. It can't be put in a box. And so today we learn we can't put Jesus in a box. No, he is the bread that came down from heaven. He's not bound by earthly structures. Do we have a bone to pick with Jesus over that? I hope not. Otherwise, there is no hope for us. Jesus comes down from heaven to rescue us. He's God's word with skin on. He's the Word of God incarnate. No, Jesus gives us a bone to chew on. We are to take that Word of God, come down from heaven, contained in the bread of life, and we are to eat it, digest it, chew on it, so that it nurtures us, feeds us, builds us up. The conclusion of our text today, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus even expands it more. We have no life except in him. And so today, as I remember my grandma Hilda, who had the courage to say, well, chew it while it's fresh. Let's all of us as disciples continue to feed on that word, that you and I be nourished for life today. Thanks be to God. Amen.